Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The man now, head coach Bill Belichick, joins me. And, Coach, 6 weeks ago, we were sitting outside of camp on those stools outside. A lot of practices have come and gone, meetings, four preseason games. How do you like your team as you get ready to take on Arizona?
Well, I think our team's worked hard. They've came back in good condition, and they've put in a lot of good work. We had some good practices ourselves, a couple blue-white type scrimmages. We had good work against the Saints, good work against the Bears, and we've played our guys in preseason a little more than we have in some other years, so I think they've had an opportunity to play together, and they've worked hard, and I feel like we're ready to get the season started. We're not where we need to be yet by any stretch, but we've practiced enough to, be ready to go and start playing games.
You talked about at the beginning of camp, we need to get Jimmy ready. As far as, his preparation, getting ready for Sunday night against Arizona, and not only Jimmy, but you got a rookie as the backup in Jacoby Brissett. How do you feel about those two guys as you exited camp?
They've worked hard. They made a lot of progress. Of course, it's a big jump for Jacoby coming from college, but he's done a good job and has played well in the preseason games. And Jimmy's done a nice job, too. He's, had a lot more opportunity to take command, to be in a lot more situational football than he has been in the past. I think he's handled that well. So looking forward to seeing him play.
Talk about the positional groups. You talked about this was a camp where you had about as much competition, whether it's wide receiver, tight end, defensive line. And I've talked to you about this, radio, TV. But getting down to that 53, how difficult was it to really finalize your 53 there at the end? And I know it's still in flux.
Right. It was challenging. I thought we had good depth. That we had, three players claimed in addition to the 53 that we kept. So, and there'll probably be a couple more guys pop up on rosters pretty soon. So I would say we probably, went through most of camp with in the neighborhood of 60, legitimate NFL roster players here before it's, all over in a week or two. We'll see those guys on rosters some one way or another. So I think that's a pretty competitive camp. And getting from in that 60, 61 range down to 53 was definitely challenging.
I know we're going to look at the Belustrator later in the show and look at some explosive plays on offense, but start with Larry Fitzgerald down the line, Brown, the Johnsons in the backfield. How explosive are they?
Yeah, really explosive. They're strong at every position, obviously quarterback, but all three running backs are explosive. And the tight ends, that's another – those three guys have done a good job, and they've got, big play guys at receiver. So a lot of guys to defend, and whichever ones they have on the field are a problem, but then they've got another wave coming in situationally or, spot playing them in different personnel groups between, three, four receivers to two, three tight ends to one or two backs. And so it's a very, very difficult offense to defend. They're well coached. They have a good scheme. Coach Arians does a good job with that, and they obviously have a lot of good players.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Colin in Reading. Let's talk about Rob Gronkowski, 7 years in, gets voted team captain. How have you seen him transform both on and off the field?
Rob's really come a long way. People forget that, his rookie year, he didn't really play that much. He was, 20 plays a game or so, just, a rotational player. And then that, of course, has grown, and, he's become the – a very tough matchup, a guy that gets double teamed a lot from every different angle pretty much every week. Rob's done a good job for us on and off the field. Won the Ron Burton Award last week from the Kraft organization. So he's a good teammate, obviously very popular with his teammates as well as the fans, and a very hard-working kid that just wants to get better, wants to play well, and wants the team to win. So he really brings a lot of positives to that position.
All right, speaking of some of the awful stuff, and I know you're totally on to Arizona here. We've talked about Arizona, but you've got a gala coming up in a couple weeks as far as your foundation. And I talked to Brad Stevens the other day. We have him on the radio show. Got a nice rapport with him. He told me he's going to be at it. Fans have asked, like, how do you get involved with it? How do you find out about it? BillBelichickFoundation.org?
Yep, that's it. And so we're excited to have Coach Stevens join us and talk a little bit about Boston sports. Draw May will be there. We'll get into some Patriots and NFL and
breakdown. Some of the things film that, breakdown, right?
Well, that's maybe good. A little bit of that.
Nice. Right.
Do some things, talk a little bit about the early part of the season. And both of us, really, the Celtics and the Patriots, are both kind of in the early stages of the season. So, I think it'll be some interesting conversations with Gerard, Brad, myself.
All right, good stuff right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB, Belastrator later, a little bit of everything.
You bet.
All right. All right, stick tight right there. We'll be back later in the show with the Belastrator, but more of All Access right after this.